Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today is March 26th, and you're listening to the Daily Briefing from Transport Topics. I'm Esmeralda Leon. Fuel card skimming is draining over $1 billion annually from unsuspecting fleet drivers. Megan Earhart, Executive Vice President of Relay Payments, delves into the world of phishing schemes and shares essential tips to shield your company from these thieves. Listen in at ttn.ws/roadsigns137. Now let's dive into the day's top stories. If you're thinking of buying a Tesla, you can expect a demonstration of full self-driving mode before you'll be allowed to drive it off the lot. In a memo seen by Bloomberg News, Tesla CEO Elon Musk is requiring Tesla staff to install and demonstrate the driver assistance technology before handing cars over to buyers in North America. Musk instructed employees to perform a short test ride with customers to show the system Tesla markets as full self-driving. According to the internal memo, the automaker has drawn scrutiny over its marketing of features with names such as full self-driving and autopilot, which could suggest the cars drive themselves despite requiring drivers to keep their hands on the wheel. Lucid Group is getting a $1 billion cash injection from its biggest investor, an affiliate of Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, providing the troubled electric car maker with a needed lifeline. The new financing from IR Third Investment is in the form of a private placement for convertible preferred stock and will be used in part for capital expenditure and as working capital, the company said March 25th in a statement. The company told investors last month it would build around 9,000 premium air sedans in 2024, just modestly higher than the 8,500 it built last year, and far short of the tens of thousands it touted in its road to the public markets. Meanwhile, another struggling EV startup, Fisker, said in a regulatory filing that talks with a major automaker about an investment were terminated without a deal, which means the company needs to renegotiate terms for recent financing or face the possibility of filing for bankruptcy protection. Fisker had said March 18th that it had secured a commitment of $150 million in financing from an existing investor, but one of the terms of that deal was an agreement with an unidentified large automaker for an investment. Without such an agreement, Fisker needs to renegotiate terms of its financing or seek other options, including bankruptcy. That's it for today. Remember, for all the latest trucking and transportation news, go to the experts at ttnews.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.